This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Bird seed delivered. Last year at this time, many of us were melting and our lawns were already looking brown. This year, it's a different story, but we are headed into the heat and dry times. That said, the University of Minnesota Extension has some great ideas to train your lawn to be water-wise. Water lawns deeply and infrequently to encourage deep rooting. Shallow watering results in root growth in only the top few inches of the soil, which means plants will be unable to survive hot, dry conditions in midsummer. Don't rely on the set-it-and-forget-it irrigation schedule programmed into most automatic controllers in the spring. Some grasses use less water and tolerate drought. Fescue species offer the best drought tolerance. Fine fescues simply use less water, and tall fescue has a deep root system able to access more moisture. I have all of this and much more on my website, gardenbite.com. You could also use native grasses that are low mow and worry far less about wasting water, or go clover. If not, adjust irrigation programs to conserve water. Keep your lawn mowed to 3 inches or higher. It acts like mulch and improves soil while reducing weeds. Or skip the vast expanses of lawns and plant native plants. I have more information about turning your lawn into a native habitat on gardenbite.com. Be sure to check with your local Department of Natural Resources. And of course, send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. From farm to feeder, bird seed direct to your door. FeedTheBirds.com skips the middleman. Blended fresh daily, FeedTheBirds.com has just the blends to bring your backyard to life. Whether you're a first-time bird feeder or a pro, go to FeedTheBirds.com to find the perfect blend. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.